Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. How Facebook's Messenger Got Its New Look in a New Jersey Basement by Stephen Levy. Only 6 social media apps in the world have a billion or more users, and 4 of them belong to Facebook. Tops is the eponymous flagship app, known as Big Blue, followed by 3 apps all focused on messaging: Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. So when Facebook decided to do a significant redesign of the latter, currently used by 1.3 billion people, you would expect the key interface creator to be an experienced hand working at its Menlo Park headquarters, surrounded by coworkers monitoring his every move. Instead, the key shaper of the new Messenger's look is Christian D'Alonzo, a 23-year-old who was still an undergraduate at Rowan University in New Jersey when he crafted the bubbly vibe of what was known internally as M4, announced today after a long gestation. He blueprinted the screen experience of a billion-plus people while living in the basement of his parents' South Jersey home. D'Alonzo had twice spent summers interning at Facebook, embedded with the Messenger design team. He had been so impressive that the company agreed to hire him after his 2015 summer stint, even as he returned to New Jersey to finish his degree. The ideas he came up with in his basement a year later helped Messenger evolve its own distinct brand. These days, Facebook sees itself as a tightly bound family of social apps that all share infrastructure. WhatsApp and Instagram were born as independent apps that have been slowly integrated into this family, while Messenger was split off from the original Facebook in 2013 and is now assuming similar status as those two acquisitions. Big, important apps that, under the hood, are Facebook. Messenger 4 isn't a drastic redesign, but users will first notice that its tabs have been pared down from 9 to 3. Each tab invokes a different screen. The first is Chats, the inbox where you manage your conversations with friends, and the only one where ads currently intermingle with the list of conversations. Expect the sponsored stuff to spread. The second is People, essentially a new-age buddy list, says product manager David Breger. At the top of that screen is a carousel, now supersized, of your friends' stories, the ephemeral collection of photos and videos that is the Facebook ecosystem's fastest-growing feature and the company's best hope of new revenue growth. The third tab is Discover. Messenger, just like Facebook itself, is also used by businesses. Messenger executives have been frustrated that although millions of businesses use the service, actual people have been slower to strike up a conversation with them. They hope that will change with M4. Stan Chudnovsky, the Facebook VP who heads Messenger, sees the three tabs as recapitulating the white pages and yellow pages of bygone days. He refers to the first two tabs as the People's Directory. The Discover tab, meanwhile, is the modern yellow pages, a gateway to commerce as well as games and other services, current and future. Other M4 design elements show things like the backlog in your inbox and an improved way to organize group communications. Conversational threads now can be personalized by color gradients, changing from one hue to another as a chat progresses. Even the logo has been subtly revamped. The sharp corners of the stylized lightning bolt M have been rounded to signal that a friendlier experience lies ahead. Finally, the Messenger team has produced a much more dramatic dark mode version, where the brights and dims switch places for a striking photo negative effect. That won't launch for a while, but that's true of many aspects of the new Messenger. It's meant to expand and evolve. M4 is the coming of age of a product that, 5 years ago, Facebook ruthlessly carved out of its main application. When it kicked messaging out of its flagship app, Facebook, which had purchased one messaging app for $1 billion and another for more than $20 billion, was essentially creating a third potential powerhouse for free and without having to worry that its founders might storm out of the company, as happened with both WhatsApp and Instagram. The opportunity to grow the Messenger user base from a paltry 150 million was sufficient to lure a top executive to the company in 2014, David Marcus, then the president of PayPal. "The shift happened just before I got here," Marcus told me in February when I was first briefed about M4. This past May, Marcus left the Messenger organization to explore blockchain possibilities for Facebook, and his lieutenant Chudnovsky took over. Marcus understood immediately that once Facebook's messages were moved out of Big Blue, the new app would thrive. "That enabled us to do a couple of things," he says, citing notifications as just one example. Many Facebook users kept notifications off. By splitting off messaging, the company surmised that users would be more likely to activate them. "Notifications are really primordial in a messaging app. If you message people and they respond to you at the speed of email, that's not okay." Even more important, he says, having a standalone app allowed his team to work more independently. "We could build things much faster inside of a messaging app than we could inside of the Facebook app." Build things they did. Messenger added voice calls, both one-to-one and among groups. It added stickers and other visual frivolities, like the ability to festoon photos by giving your subjects digital makeovers. It opened its platform to outsiders. More than 200,000 developers have since used it to build games, interact with brands, and more. It rolled out peer-to-peer payments. While its attempt to create a giant ecosystem of erudite automated business bots fell short of its considerable hype, Messenger has still managed to draw about 20 million businesses, which exchange more than 10 billion messages with customers every month. But as these features rolled out, people's screens started to look overstuffed. "At some point, you can't keep adding in new tabs," says Breger. Another issue was the experience of Messenger, which has not been terribly distinctive. According to the design team, that was intentional. Because the app began as the landing spot for people whose communications were booted from Big Blue, Facebook wanted to make the transition as unannoying as it could. It looked, as DeLonzo puts it, a little bit wireframey and sort of sterile. Meanwhile, competitors like Snap, Apple's iMessage, and Facebook's own Instagram had forged ahead by adopting the innovations Messenger had popularized, like stickers, and coming up with new ones. Messenger's designers realized it was time for their app to get a more distinctive look. "We were starting to shift into making something really expressive and fun and engaging," says Jeremy Goldberg, a Messenger product design manager. That's where the former intern from New Jersey came in. After DeLonzo completed his second internship, he returned home with an arrangement to continue working for Facebook while finishing his undergrad studies at Rowan, a few miles from his home. "I moved down to our basement and turned it into sort of a dorm room, a couch, desk, bed, TV," he says. Messenger's design team in Menlo Park became very familiar with the dark blue wall that DeLonzo sat in front of while video conferencing into meetings. In November 2016, Delonza was working on a smaller problem that involved layering a set of whimsical flourishes on top of the actual content of a message. I started playing with how to make things feel a little bit more bubbly, a little bit more playful, a little bit more friendly. The term he liked was lickable, the word used by Steve Jobs to describe the look of Aqua, the Mac OS X interface from the early 2000s. Delonzo pitched changes such as the ability to personalize a conversation with different colors, which could shift as a chat progressed. As he shared his ideas on the company's internal drawing board, his colleagues came to realize that these tweaks might scale to a general refresh of the entire Messenger experience, and they encouraged him to keep going. At a company like Facebook, every single pixel in the app is iterated or worked on all of the time, says Loredana Crisan, the product design director who headed the redesign team. It becomes difficult to rethink the whole system, so you look for those moments of opportunity for risk. We were like, this is not just Christian in his basement playing around with ideas. In the spring of 2017, Crisan approached Marcus with the idea of merging Delonzo's work into Messenger's roadmap. After he graduated that May, Delonzo moved to California and continued working on the redesign alongside an expanded team. One major theme was surfacing some of the buried features that many users weren't taking advantage of. Now, a swipe to the right on a contact's name reveals options to send a text or begin a video or voice call. Previously, this was a multi-tap process. Gathering contacts for a group message also requires fewer steps. There's more to come. Soon, a long press on a message will allow you to instantly power up the communique with emojis, stickers, or GIFs. Not everything was easy. Streamlining Messenger to three tabs meant that some teams, like the ones integrating games into the product, would lose their main screen real estate. When you suddenly want to take that away from them, it's very emotional, says Marcus. Last December, the designers showed off the app's new look at an all-hands meeting. It then took another 10 months, while Messenger's leadership underwent a transition, before it was ready to roll out to users. Facebook's future is in messaging. For the Big Blue app to push beyond its existing 2.2 billion users, it has only high-hanging fruit left to pluck. Properties like Messenger, though, have plenty of easy opportunities to attract more users and bring in new revenue. A big reason for Facebook's reorganization last May was to put a single person, Chief Product Officer Chris Cox, in charge of the entire family of apps. I do believe that the best world is one where people and businesses communicate with each other the same way that people communicate with people, says Chudnovsky. And all of that is happening on the messaging platform. Better yet, if it's lickable, even if you have to go to a New Jersey basement to make it happen.